is a little old experience with things that you can imagine. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. My precious. My precious. Sitting here because I'm like, where do I have to speak into existence? I can't make a marriage short. I can't make it come forth. That's what God promises for me. So you know, I have to sit there and I have to be patient and wait. Because it's not just me. It's of course in God's time. And whenever I speak, trying to be so negative, but I do not want a life where I just work and come home, so to speak. And there's people out there, they go bowling, they go skating. There's plenty of fun things to do, and even with my children, the scary dreams that I'm having, I'm just so in touch with something that it just does something to me. It hurts because I'm trying to be the better person and I'm trying to push to sort of fix my mistakes. You know, to have my children have that relationship with others other than myself. I don't want them to be like mummified when they get older and experience nothing but, it's nothing but what mommy says. You know, it hurts because I used to cry every day when my children first get their father back and they started going around him often because I lose that time and that chance that I had once before to be there for them, and I know that everything has a time and a season, but it hurts because my children been around me 24/7, not nobody else. I raised my children, even if I was at work, even when my ex was in the kitchen. My ex-husband, who I don't speak of, who I don't talk about. Even when he was in the picture, I was my wife. I wouldn't change that. You know, for the world, those are my babies. But it just comes a time where I feel weird things, and I'm not willing to speak about them. But I don't. Plus, I don't trust the people in my family. I don't trust them on my behalf right now, and it may not be the case. It may be just a coincidence. It may be just something that my anxious feelings is coming up, but 9 times out of 10, there's something to it. There's something to it. And, I'm so fed up with the fact of people trying to change me in my opinion because they feel like I am wrong when I'm no longer out there trying to change other people. Like, okay, don't get me wrong, I'm here to help. It's a topic of conversation, you know. I won't force others you to make your own opinion. You're an individual, you're your own person. You know, I don't expect you to jump up on my ship, so to speak. I want you to be true to your character. And rely Other things, it's just like, I should be sleeping right now because I only just got a couple of hours. But I have to stay in between and just like, you know. The thing is, it's exciting. I'm not sure what I'm doing. My business ventures, but you can make moves. You can push forward. You can push forward to individuals who are not sure can see who you're supposed to be in your path. But then you have to worry about the really same people worry about. But you said, where am I determined from? With Texas, I have so many questions about that. Because I saw when I was 10 that I moved out there to meet my husband. And he's been told to me, confirmed several times through several different reliable sources, and then once I meet one person, like I literally didn't go on dates, and I kept myself preserved. I meet one person, and then all of a sudden, there's so many questions, and it's like, now my daughter wants to go back. Me, not so much, because I have selling bad books about certain places. I mean, I went going back there to visit, of course. I missed the food because I got accustomed to it. I thought that would be the rest of my life, you know. But then I didn't even think ahead. As far as could be like past Texas, now that I'm here, I've always wanted to travel, and that's cute. I always wanted to travel, and it's like, I wanted a corn house. I wanted to travel. I wanted to see the world. I want my children to experience something else. And I thought their father didn't have different dreams. It was just, he was stuck. And so that's how we separated. It was mainly because of other things. But you didn't see any of this stuff. And I'm saying that I will never go back. And the capital N. Oh. Because there's some things that I need. Just ain't under my control. And it's one of those things that I want. A solid relationship with my children, Sharda, and it hurts because I want it to be the only one in his life, and you know, vice versa. I want to be the only wife, the only person. And I told myself, I was like, no point intended, but I do not want to be like my grandmother, real quick. The same sheet. Children had different fathers, and I didn't want to be like that. I was married, and I'm sure she didn't want that. She didn't plan that, but I was just sort of new, you know, one person, one life to live. It's so hard. It's so hard. I was brought back to that because I kind of stood away from it, you know, from that pattern. Because I was like, most trust in action, and I don't know, but I didn't trust in myself. And still. It's hard to say what was to come next, you know. I don't have plans, though I did make a certain move this week that I'm so proud of because it helps with my shopping. Because I get a discount. Which helps tremendously. Though it does help pay the bills a bit, is my job, quote unquote, so to speak, that I can account for. So I'm keeping my mind to multiple options. Even though I didn't plan it, if that makes sense, I didn't know that, I could see, benefit. I'm trying to move forward, but at the same time, I'm trying not to stay so stuck to individuals, because we get so depressed. Right? Being born. We can sit in the house and be bored, and we can be like, hey, I don't want to do this, so I don't want to do this by my own. It just can get frustrating. Because we don't listen to ourselves. We know in our heart what we want. If we want love, it comes to us and we reject it because it may not be like what we think. It may be a little bit different. And I'm not just talking about love from a specific person. I'm talking about love for ourselves. It may not be the go-to pattern. An individual, sorry, I got stuck for a second. Individuals are a holistic way, but things pan out for most of us. Things pan out for most of us. I'm not even sure why I'm recording, or if I should be, because just babbling right now doesn't mean it. I appreciate my life right now, where I am. Even though everything is not perfect. It's not perfect by any means. I don't make plans. I'm gonna go out this week. There's no movie pass, expire soon. I gotta make plans, I gotta do something, because I can't do this. I can't do it. I just sit here and record and not enjoy things and try to pick up a book, something that I do enjoy. And sometimes that happens, you know. I get so overwhelmed as to all of us that I don't see things coming, I don't see things happening. I just try to shut down everything. Even without Texas being here, I grow the most. And I'm not saying it. That grows plus physical, but more spiritual. Because I've been by myself. It's just been me and God, so to speak. I used to go on train, which was my favorite part, y'all. I'm pretty sure I kid y'all not. That was like the most funniest part. But toward the end, I kind of got scared because people started to bully me. Like, people do stuff on trains, and I didn't have nobody to watch out for me. So, yeah, I kind of kept that fun part. But I loved getting on the train. That was so fun. I thought it was so nice. But, I sort of missed that. If I could go back, maybe like 5 months or less, but I would definitely return back home. Because I see vision, I would have to get some stuff in order, and I would have to figure out, but The measurements, I can see if there's a part. Sometimes you have to go through experiences and see things and patterns to change it. Sometimes you have to see that the pattern that you have or set, there's nothing wrong with it. You just have to place boundaries on yourself and on your circumstances. And not to say like you have to. Certain things, but sometimes you get bored, you know, by the same things. And it's something I don't ever want to do in my relationships. Wanting people are getting married and having their babies. I'm really taking it. I'm trying to tire myself out because it's like the more that I talk, the more I get tired. But then it's like the less I get tired because it's just kind of I'm not feeling asleep for some reason. I want to go to sleep. I love my job. And I just feel so tired. My buckles knees. I appreciate the job in my heart, but I had a fantastic day today. I did have a meal that was provided for me. Thanks to family and prayer for lately. I've been going on this thing, this kick of where things are colliding because I'm not prepared. I don't know if I'm keep eating. I've been feeling like this for the longest. I just don't know it because, well, for those who know, no. Okay? When God has his set place, his set times, his Kairos moment, oh my gosh, that was so. My website is going to be when I put together. I am going to have purses and insects and notions and I felt the plug and I'm still looking for vendors that are cheaper because I don't know as bad as someone else. There's better quality. Like sometimes even about the cheapest, it's about the hand, especially like the personalized items that I plan to have in my shop. This is about it's just amazing. So I want to be a handcraft designer. My grandma always told me, she was like, when you get your place, your house, make sure that everything that's in your house is unique to your style. I don't care if nobody else likes it. And that's always stuck to me, even though I didn't do it when I had my houses. But I want that to be like my shop with treasure, with everything, with my husband. Like, our style is particular to us. Like, we can dress the match, and we can wear like a big old bow and the dress for me, and something else to match for him. And it looks so out of style, like 1930s, but it's for us. Because I have that old school opinion. I love the older days when the guy dressed down with the hat, the top hats, and the everything. Not miss my mom. What I was saying was, the guy has his hand on something, and he'll put you in like a waiting period for a moment, but you have no clue when the hand is lifted off, and it's like, so to speak, and it's time to get out there and move. And a lot of times, what he does is he prepares you. Sometimes we're underprepared, sometimes we prepare for things that we didn't expect to use, that we didn't. We were like, what? I haven't used this in whatever. I don't even know if I was going to have to implement this. Like, I showed me from way back when I was a little. And I heard that today in a message that I was listening to. But it was pertaining to relationships and little boys and women, like resting us on DNA, like we want.
We want relationships.
We want different agendas, and sometimes we get with the wrong people.
You know, and those desires wake up
sometimes, you know, from childhood on, fantasies or whatever.
And we always, because we was told that we were crazy or that we were not worth it, that we forget about those desires, those ambitions. We don't really want to be a business owner. We don't really want to be a parent.
I didn't want to be a stay-at-home mom, and nowadays, that's all the rage, because there's so many stay-at-home moms on the internet that are making bank. Like, they're making cleaning videos, and they're starting other businesses, and they don't really have to do much or leave the house, and then some of them, like, give it up for a short amount of time, come back, and it's not like they actually give it up, they just hand it over to somebody else who needs to take care of it.
Until they get their stuff together, like they build it quickly, and their hands are still like in the mix. But it's like they take a few years off, or they stay quiet, like in the background, and they have somebody else around. It's just different things, but they're still like, they have soccer games, and that's the type of parent I want to be. I want to be at my children's soccer games, and cheerleading, and buy our cheerleading outfits, and who knows, I may help make them soon, you know? That different parent, the one that nobody believes in, but I also want that different relationship that we passed, we can make it work. Like, we are working it. There is no we can make it work, because that's out of the question. We working it, you know, type of thing. Yeah, back to what I was saying, when God has his hands on something, and it's time to open it, it's time, you know, it never feel like they could believe it, so you get ready for something, but it's like, my vision is just like, to where I just, It is not that I don't know about the vision, it's just I don't understand it and how to put the pieces together, because then God shows you something in a dream or whatever. Closer. You can mix it up. Right now, I'm as close to that I am. I see peace. And anything else outside of that, it's like total chaos. I hate when people I'm disturbed. When people yell. And cursing is so loud. And I used to not be like that right now. I just like want to protect my ears and my space and my quietness. Even if I'm in a non-quiet environment, space that I'm in, it's quiet, it's peaceful. I try to play music. And even if I had a tune running to sort of remind me, like, calm down, you know? I had this vision. I'm probably gonna miss it. I can't even remember what it was. About a particular person. I was on this train and I was putting my lipstick on, and I was on the train, it was me and my husband, and my husband looked like he was about to, like, he was just like, I was driving it, and the train, it was just like, it started driving itself. So I was putting lipstick on, and he was like, you gonna, like, grab the wheel, you know, you gonna grab the wheel, like, and I'm just sitting there so unbothered, like, yeah, no, look at it, it's moving, and I'm just like, no, it's okay, like, you know, relax, it's okay, and train is okay. Bring it back to my childhood to show you how old I am. It was a cartoon where there were these two trains that collided with each other, but, like, they were moving, like, at so, they were about to collide. They didn't, because they both stopped. They scared each other. And they were blowing at each other, and it was like, and the other one was like, hey, I'm on the track, I'm on the same track. And they're both, like, colliding, they're talking to each other, and they're whistling, and they're like, hey! It's a cartoon on YouTube. I don't want to try to pull it up. And so y'all can listen. But that's what it reminded me of, like, the train was not. I wasn't bothered by the craziness of a train. My husband was just like, oh, hey, you gonna get the train, you gonna get the, it wasn't like he was, like, in a panic, totally, but, he was just like, oh, you let go real type thing, like, you sit here putting no makeup, and, I'm about to crash, you know? I'm trying my best to find this, y'all, so y'all can listen to it. I wish I could record it, but I don't want to be copyrighted, and so to speak, because YouTube is so different. I wish I had saved it. Once I find it, I'm going to record it. Oh, it's called Play Safe. Here it is, y'all. And y'all gotta listen to it. It's called Play Safe. Go look it up on YouTube. I'm trying to put the link in it. Once I get past this app. Another avatar. I used to watch this. I had like a whole movie. And to give a backstory of why y'all hear this, it's like a little boy, he's playing with his little train set and he falls asleep. I'm just telling y'all because y'all can't, y'all just listening and y'all can't see. Okay, so to catch y'all up, the little boy is on like the train and his dog is trying to protect him. He's barking, that's why he's barking. And he fell off and bumped his head and, you know, fell asleep or passed out. Trainland, where all these bunch of trains are. My little boy started the train. He found one and he started the train, not even knowing it. He was pushing full throttle. Like, Nanny clocks are yelling at him because he's going super fast and all the brakes are coming up missing. And that's the train talking. So Nanny on this scary rope with all these skulls and things. And the little boy's scared because he's stuck. And that was the mountain that the train just went into. You see, these are the trains. This is the story of the trains yelling at each other. It's a blue train and it's a red train. And they about to collide. Because they both going full throttle towards each other. And they're so far away. And then they just scared each other and stopped. Now he's back to real life. He's no longer dreamland. And the dog is racing towards a train that's about to end, that the child's life is in danger. And the dog is trying to beat him, and it was beat the train. So the dog is running faster than the train, trying to catch the little boy because he was chained up. He tried to stop the train, but he couldn't. And the dog somehow helped him. That was interesting. I am nodding. Where that came from. Y'all wanna listen to Magic School Bus next? I'm sorry y'all haven't eaten bread. If you have no idea. And what type of bread is the bread that I'm addicted to. The one roll that I can't stop eating. And the one that's gonna make me thick in the hips and super juicy. Texas Roadhouse bread. Logan's, I think, has it. Golden Corral, but that's what I'm eating for. That type of bread. The bread that's soft and juicy with the butter on top. It melts. Chef's kiss. But you can't just eat one of. Even if you're full, you can't just eat one of. I don't know why I made you think of that guy. I really should feel that because I'm watching the past. He's pretty awesome. Well, I had something snack break. So, recap, because I'm a listener. You know, such diligent listeners. And I really been listening to this whole episode. And a little boy, he was infatuated with trains, he was in his own place, and he loved trains, play trains, but he decided he wanted to roll with the big boys, and so he wanted to go get on the train, an actual train, I didn't tell that part. Okay, so that's how I got knocked out in the first place and went to sleep and dozed off for a little bit. So he got in a big tree, he fell off, of course, hit his head, bent his head, and he swore, I swear to him, he's like, well, things have other women talking. I apologize to the lyrics, but. That's what he went to train drawing because that's what he wanted to be. He wanted to be a conductor. He loved train. And so he got on the train. The train started yelling at him because, the brakes started disappearing and the clock started yelling at him first. The inside of the train started yelling at him before the outside did. Okay. Catch this, y'all. Okay. So, and it's just because he